Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
The future is coming. Make it brighter with Squarespace. Thanks to Squarespace, it's never been easier to turn your idea into a unique website. Are you an artist who paints waffle still lifes? Have you been writing passionate reviews of German silent horror films that you need to publish? Do you knit sweaters for chihuahuas and want to sell them? Squarespace allows you to fully customize your website in just a few clicks with beautiful templates created by world-class designers. No coding required. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code HI to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Greatly Dunking Whenever Humble, suggested by Anthony Gierges on Patreon. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing Patreon. During our next episode, we're going to pick a winner for the giveaway where we'll probably give you the option. You and some friends can come see the show here if you can get to the L.A. area. You can have a very private experience. Or we will get you and some of your friends into one of my shows out on the road. Today, winner Max Gingold and his friends are in the studio. Make sure you become a member of the 420 Club to be eligible at patreon.com/gettingdug. And I'll do my plugs during the show today. That's how we'll do it, because we're doing this late, but you don't know that, because it seems like it's on time. All right, enjoy the show. Blast off! Here we are in the basement with... I call them old bees. It's not the greatest word for previous guests, return guests, but both of these people have been on the show a bunch of times. It's Sarah Wineshake and Jacob Siroff. Yeah. Wow. Powerful crowd when Max shows up with his friends. That was exciting. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
I just ate a whole bag of buffalo jerky. I think it was actually buffalo meat and buffalo flavored.
Provided by us?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. A whole bag of it?
A whole bag.
Wait. Wow. Yeah. Double buffalo?
Double buffalo.
That's wild.
Yeah, it felt a little cruel.
I disappointed people on St. Patrick's Day by not wearing this. I wear it I'm always in Austin, Texas on St. Patrick's Day for South by Southwest, and people were coming up to me and going, why aren't you wearing that green plaid thing that you wear? And I didn't bring it because, you know, the weather didn't look like it's a warm item. So apologies to anyone who's upset by that. And that's why I'm wearing it today.
Yes.
And hopefully those people are sitting watching their device going, oh, that's nice that you wore it today.
Making up for lost.
Thank you.
Time.
The sativa today is called Snowcap. And it's funny, I was at the movies the other day and I asked somebody if they wanted anything via text because I was in line at the snack bar and they said I'd like a some sort of beer, a Lone Star, because we were in Texas, mm-hmm. and a Snowcap. And I, in my head, I should know Snowcap is a candy and now a weed flavor, but I thought he was asking for a second kind of beer called Snowcap.
And then Snowcap candy? Was this person 70 years old? Who gets Snowcap candy?
It's funny. It was for his dad.
All right, and some Jordan almonds.
So it's 19 minutes after the hour. The Indica, which I've learned, for the fifth or sixth time from Jacob, is his favorite. He wants to smoke the Indicas. So the Indica is called Lava OG. So
that was
go
my
ahead,
nickname
you guys.
In junior high.
Was it?
Yeah.
pretty hot name. So go ahead and grab whatever you like.
Okay.
Jacob's going right for the indica that we packed Taylor Rizzo told us which ones have the indica in them. That's sativa.
Got it.
You're going sativa, Sarah.
Yeah. I might switch back and forth.
That could have been your nickname in junior high, Sativa Sarah.
Yeah. Or, you know, or no as cap. A professional, you know, have you ever thought about changing your name for show business? Sarah Sativa would be a pretty sweet name.
I don't know. It sounds like a little slutty.
It does. It immediately makes you think it's a porn star who smokes weed.
Yeah. There is one.
Sativa
Jenna something. Sativa.
And there's a Sativa and Rose or Sativa something. Kind of,
yeah, they got, there's yeah, Hayes. Yeah. Hayes is the last name.
There's Dr. Dre. She does porn now.
Oh, what?
I don't know. It's a weed.
What's happening? Okay. So normally in this part of the show, we ask you guys all about, you know, how you got started smoking weed. And we sort of already know that because you've been on the show a bunch of times. Have I even smoked anything yet? I'm so stupid. I'm going to be out of the 420 window any second now. It's 420 with our friends in Texas, where I just was for South by Southwest. And, you know, Chicago, the Midwest, huge, huge part of the country. Check it out sometime.
I like snow caps, actually.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, I don't tell people it, but now, since it came up.
But they're not cold, though. They're just...
No, just they're like, chocolate with, like,
they're like Junior Mints or whatever.
Okay.
They just come a bunch candy. Of them in a yes. regular box. Yeah.
But they're very old people candy. It's like, I like Werther's, so...
Yeah. 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 They are kind of...
Yeah, in that category. Yeah. Candy. Werther's, Brock's.
See, I like to take snow caps...
Anything Brock's.
Brock's? Is that the brand?
Yes.
Yeah, B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's. Mm-hmm. They made a lot of, yeah.
It's German for old lady.
That's amazing. I like putting snow caps into coffee ice cream. That's an old person thing to do, too. Yeah.
Well, with
that
coffee
sounds
ice
great.
Cream,
actually.
Coffee ice cream is the best ice cream. Hands down. Bar none, best ice cream, I think.
Yeah.
Favorite.
And ice cream is my favorite flavor of coffee.
That's actually, I feel that way. We talked about that on your, I don't know if you remember. Sure you don't. You
remember. I do not remember.
Yeah. Well, on Doug and Karen, we talked that I like coffee. I think coffee should taste like liquid hot coffee ice cream. Mm-hmm. Coffee snobs hate that, but I'm not one.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I had a thing yesterday that Jacob got sort of involved with where, because he noticed and texted me about it, where my friend, my old friend Arch Barker told me all the way from, I assume he's in Australia, he told me that there's somebody on Instagram, you know, those people that like write a joke on Instagram where it's just typed out and that's their picture they put on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, go back to Twitter. It's what are you doing?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of times it's just a screen grab from Twitter.
Yeah, but I don't go to Instagram to read, you know, you go to look at the pictures.
It's a type of meme.
You can, you know, I like that you can write stuff next to your picture. Every once in a while I write a long thing next to a picture, but anyway, so, so I got this joke from my act that somebody very badly paraphrased. I mean, I guess it might still be funny, but the joke was, you know, have you ever been driving along in your car smoking a cigarette and you flick it out the window, you drive for a few miles, you start to smell smoke, you turn around, look in the back seat, and and grandma is fingering herself? That's the joke. That's the joke. Which on Comedy Central, they made me change to playing with herself. Which is like, okay, I understand fingering is kind of a harsh word, but either way, she's making smoke come out of her twat.
Yeah.
It's the same joke either way.
I never really assumed that smoke was coming out of her twat.
Oh,
I thought
what'd
it was like the cigarette was back there, and then you just turned around, and that's just that
was also the visual. That was also going on.
It never occurred to me that she was going that hard.
Right. You know, yeah, it's kind of a cautionary tale to not look in the back seat because you don't know what grandma's up to.
She's fingering herself and eating snow caps.
Yeah,
exactly.
At the same time.
Yeah. And but anyway, so that's the joke, right? So this is the, and the guy, I wrote to the guy who wrote it or who stole it or whatever you want to call it. And he went right to apology mode and took it down. Yeah. So like, okay, good for him. He did the right thing here. But here's his version. Have you ever smoked a blunt in your car? So he's already making it like, let's. Doug Benson failed to make this a weed joke.
Right.
So we need to fix that.
Millennials it up a little bit too.
Yeah. and tried to throw it out the window. So now you're saying it wrong, because now it sounds like you failed to throw it out the window.
Wording's key.
And that's going to be the twist eventually. Yeah. Like, you're already giving that up.
That's joke math.
And
that's
a minute later, like, there's no reason to have a very specific...
and 38 seconds later, you smell something...
A minute?
Not smell smoke. You smell something. And then you turn around and find your grandma fingering herself in the back seat.
That's a way different smell.
Just add a heat. Yeah, like that's what's causing the smell. Yeah.
I mean, why would you steal this joke? It's so obviously stolen.
Right, but that's the thing is, like, the world is, you know, I did that joke on maybe my first or second album, and I repeat it from time to time if I need a strong, dirty closer. But, you know, something quick that I could blurt out, get a big laugh, and then leave the stage. But
what's funny about it was the reason I saw it was a friend of mine who didn't know the joke, just, you know, I've exchanged memes and, like, in DMs with friends and stuff, just sent it to me, like, check this out, it's funny. And I was like, wait a minute, that's still, but in my mind, I told you, I'd mistakenly... conflated because our friend Dan Gabriel had a grandma joke.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Dan Gabriel's joke, which would have been even weirder because he's not famous. He's great. Dan Gabriel's great. Shout out, Dan Gabriel. What's up? R.I.P. But, yeah.
Somebody else also, though, pointed out to me that somebody else stole it and made it a meme. Like, this guy just took the meme, you know, he didn't rewrite it. He just took somebody else's rewrite.
But that's kind of a thing where someone else could have reposted it from him, and it's probably still out there in some... Because other people just screen grab it.
What are you
going to
do?
Nothing.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Like, that's the thing. That's the reason I brought it up. I don't want to do a whole episode about, you know, jokes and joke theft, but has it ever been an issue in your careers, anyone taking your jokes? Because I think comedy's gotten so idiosyncratic now. Like, that joke is stealable because it's not about my real life. It's just a silly joke.
Well, I think Twitter has shown me that a lot of joke theft is really just coincidence. You know, the people, and I've always thought that, but like, when you think of something that seems, if it's not super personal, like I would say, go do a Twitter search. That's the number one way to know if someone thought of it.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's topical.
Yeah, if it's topical or wordplay, some clever wordplay, someone else thought of that. So like, you know, you think check it out, some housewife in Wisconsin probably tweeted it in 2014, you know?
Yeah.
That's literally happened. That's the specific reference.
I constantly fear that because I have a lot of observational stuff. A lot of people can make the
you
same
have short observational
You should
jokes.
Do an observational bit about this. Have you ever noticed that when you you put out a joke
about
on
doing observational bits?
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting thing because it's so hard. There's nobody out there that's policing it. Nobody, you know, nobody really cares. You know, and it's just big. You know, super comedy nerds.
The fat Jewish is still out there doing his thing. He caught a lot of flack, but he's still going strong.
He was like, That was crazy. The fat Jewish.
Oh, yeah. That guy got a
hard
time.
He's like, if both of us combined into one person.
I mean, the guy that posted my joke, apparently, he has way more followers than I do.
No.
He's a meme, he's a meme lord.
Because he's one of those guys who's just got a lot of people that enjoy the funny things that he puts on there that he gets from other people.
Meme lord, those are called nowadays.
Yeah, that could be illegal.
Yeah, meme lording. Meme lording regulations.
Yeah.
You've been arrested for meme lording.
Melania was very, you know, she was trying to push that before, you know, Stormy Daniels kind of took over. I think her, you know, she stopped thinking about internet bullying.
Oh, bullying.
That was her cause when she first.
She's recognized. Yeah. She's dealing enough with bullying in her own home.
Yeah, right.
On a constant basis. But we're already up to the first break.
We are?
Yeah. But when we come back, we're going to learn some fun facts. And then later in the show, the Dab Master General, Taylor Rizzo, is here. And I think we're all going to do dabs, right?
Yes.
We'll do
it.
I thought
you said the Dab Master General. I was like, that's my job. I'm the Dab Master.
Dab Master. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Burrow. Handcrafted in the USA with sustainably sourced fabrics and hardwood, Burrow makes luxury couches for real life. Everything from Burrow is customizable. You could pick your perfect size, color, and armrest height. These couches are stain resistant, making it easy to clean up spilled coffee or beer. Plus, there's a built-in USB charger so you can keep watching your favorite shows all weekend long without ever leaving the sofa. Burrow furniture is modular, which means that over time you could turn your armchair into a sectional, and it's so simple to assemble you don't even need to use tools. Try one for 30 days, and if for any reason you don't love it, you can return it risk-free. We have a Burrow sofa in our studio where my guests hang out before every episode. We love its sleek mid-century design and comfortable cushions. Go try a Burrow couch for yourself. Order today, and it will ship in just 1 week. Use the promo code Doug at Burrow.com to get $50 off your order. That's Burrow.com. Offer code in all caps, Doug.
Hey, we're back. We're here with two old beasts.
That's true.
Guests of the show previously, Sarah Weinshank and Jacob Sirov. And Blair Yetrino wrote to us through the 420 Club. Could I get a shout out from Doug? We just had a daughter. Her name is Charlie. Okay.
Good luck, Charlie.
Yeah. Can you also give a shout out to her her older brother, Cindy? That's what I was writing when we came back from commercial. I like didn't need to finish writing it because I got right to the joke. All right. I think you guys have done these before. We have a little quiz segment that we're doing these days, and it goes a little something like this. Marijuana know something? I'm going to ask you guys a question. I don't know the answer. We'll all try to figure it out together.
All right.
While you enjoy the smart-looking pipe.
Yes.
Looks like we're in the study.
Very Sherlock.
Getting ready for an exam.
It's like Tim Burton did Sherlock, though.
Yes.
In the
Which
Steven...
Which would be a good movie, probably.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. I'm pitching movies.
Oh, okay. In the Steven Spielberg classic, The Terminal, just kidding, E.T., the extraterrestrial made a squishy sound when it walked. How was this noise made?
Oh, I know that. Everybody
you do?
That. Yeah.
Is it, did you see like a behind the scenes or something?
Oh, how was it made behind the scenes? Oh, I thought you meant in the scene what made that happen.
No, what?
Oh.
Yeah, it's
oh.
not.
Why how was the sound made the squishy sound? Okay.
Yeah, it's not questions like what's happening in the scene in the movie.
Yeah, that's what
it's,
I thought.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's more like we should be surprised
okay.
by how they eventually got at this sound effect. Like one, if you take an old wallet mm-hmm. and you rub it like this into a microphone, it sounds like fire.
Hmm. No.
I learned that. Yeah, I learned that.
That
when,
seems far-fetched.
It's true.
I
learned that.
Huh? Any wallet?
No, it has to be like, you know, leathery.
Leather, not a, like yeah, the yeah. canvasy
Velcro
one?
Not canvasy, mm-hmm. not Velcro.
It's an old leather wallet.
Yeah, one. But what's his name? William Friedkin, the director. I was at a film class one time, and he pointed that out as how he made the fire effects in his movie To Live and Die in L.A.
He directed that R. Kelly video. It's the Friedkin Weekend, I think.
Did he?
Nobody did the French
so,
Connection.
All right, so... So he makes a squishy noise when he walks. What? How do you think they achieve that?
I mean...
Because it's some sort of Foley artist trick right. where they, like, maybe squash some grapes or something.
It's not. It doesn't have to be pot related.
I don't think it's, so.
Okay.
Could be.
But never mind the bottled water
answer. What's squishy? Silly putty. I don't know.
Wait.
Silly putty's not that squishy sounding.
What's squishy?
It could be like anything.
Yeah.
It's probably just like a hodgepodge
I mean,
shit.
I it's
the
what
kitchen.
I sound like walking around in my.
Galoshes?
No, what are those slippers that everybody hates?
Uggs.
Crocs.
Slippers. Yeah. I have the ugliest pair of Crocs that I got for free, maybe on this show or somewhere that somebody sent them to me. And I wear them sometimes and like to go to the pool. And. If your feet are wet, they make squishy sounds. So I'm going to say feet, wet feet inside Crocs, which didn't even exist when E.T. was made.
Are your Crocs decorated? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
when people put
they
like...
bedazzle them, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could put like yeah. pins
in. The holes. Yeah. There's like special like rubbery pins.
They're not can, bedazzled, yeah, yeah. and they're also the ugliest color you can imagine a Croc to be.
Yellow?
Hot pink.
No, like
orange.
Light brown.
I like that, actually. That's
you
classy.
Do?
Yeah.
A light brown
They look
Croc?
Like somebody puked on my feet.
It's like if Mad Men wore Crocs, they'd probably be light brown.
I like it.
It's not a fucking loafer.
I mean, light brown, it goes with anything.
The brown
it
makes
does,
sense.
Like a khaki Croc.
It does go with anything.
swamp
beige.
Dog.
I should have called him beige instead of light brown. Does that sound
beige.
All right?
Beige is my mother's favorite color.
Taupe.
Yeah, the taupe. That was my mother. That was when she shopped, it was just taupes and beiges.
Taupes, taupe.
Where are my taupe Crocs?
All right, well, when we digress like that, that's the signal to me. I should just say what the answer is.
I'm going to say a wet towel in a sink.
Squishy?
Yeah, like squish.
Yeah.
I don't know what, there's no way that would be written down.
Or maybe they stepped on a bunch of Reese's Pieces.
That was the thing I thought when I said, oh, I know this. I was like, oh, it was Reese's Pieces. I thought it was just movie trivia time, and I was like, I'm going to ace this thing.
All right, here we go. Are you ready for
the terminal? Yeah. Is good. I like the terminal.
Yeah, but it says classic.
Yeah, true.
I don't know anything about it.
Off the top of my head, it was the worst Steven Spielberg movie I could think of. What's the worst one?
I like it more than Catch Me If You Can, although I know people like
it. Catch Me If You Can. That's like top five Spielberg movies for me.
Really?
Well, maybe not top five.
He doesn't have many I don't like.
It might land around six or seven. Because, I forgot about Jaws and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
Tintin wasn't great.
Yeah, but it was good for what it was, I guess. Like, it was... Like, there were some really cool sequences. Like it had action in it, like it was live action, which I thought was what Spielberg brought to the animation genre.
I don't think there's a movie of his I don't like. I'm trying to think of one I, like flat out don't like. I don't think.
Oh, what
one.
About The War Horse?
BFG. That's his worst movie.
Oh, BFG.
Hated it. Horrible. That was actually a horrible movie.
All right. Yeah. We'll edit this. In the Steven Spielberg classic, The BFG. Just kidding. E.T. made a squishy sound because, the noise is made by sound editors squishing their hands in jelly.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Silly Putty was close.
Not.
And I did the squishing motion.
And I said, they're acting like, this squish is acting like we don't even know what Foley artists or sound effects are.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be something more amazing than.
Well, like, because you see
they just
Ben
put their hands in jelly.
When Ben Burtt's doing Star Wars, he's like, you know those cables that hold up telephone poles. He's like, making them vibrate. And
between Chewbacca's roar and lightsabers, can you imagine if they got either one of those wrong? Those movies are so classic and iconic.
And TIE Fighters too.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty good too.
When they were making them, there was a MO like no sounds that have ever been heard in a movie. Like every sound had to be an original.
Yeah, Ben Burtt is the best sound guy who came up with that shit.
That'd be a fun job to figure out how to make noises.
And you can't come up with that shit again. You know, you can't be like, oh, let's make the new Star Wars and then be that brilliant. Yeah. You know, it's like it just all came together so nicely.
Lady Bird almost did it.
Lady Bird. let's play another round of Marijuana Know Something? Laugh every time.
I do, I'm so high.
Okay, see, this is a question.
Oh.
How long is a baby kangaroo when it's born?
How long?
How long is
it? 3 minutes?
Hold on.
You know, it's pouch sized.
Oh, actually, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
I know it's really, do you know?
You don't know the
Are they
real
super tiny?
No, they're super tiny. Okay. I'm going to say one inch.
Wait, whoa. I don't want his answer to influence mine, so I'm going to pretend I didn't.
Pretend you didn't say that. It could be any size.
When it's born.
Yeah. When it's born, when it pops out.
Do you know how it works?
Doesn't it come out and crawl up the stomach
it's
of the
tiny.
Kangaroo
it comes
and
like a
find
worm
the pouch and get into it?
Yeah, and then finishes the gestation.
Yeah. Wait. Which I think all babies should just find another hole as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Just go somewhere else.
I spend my whole life looking for another hole, Doug. You don't have to tell me.
Just climb into something and just stay there for a while.
Where's the next hole?
There's no reason to rush being born.
Wait, can you explain to me this process again? Because I don't know much about marsupials, if I'm being honest. Okay. It crawls out and into the pouch?
It crawls out, yeah. It's a real easy labor for the mom, too.
So when it's first born?
I don't even think the mom lays down to make it an easy crawl. It has to crawl up.
Did you say one inch?
I think she doesn't even notice it's happening. I think she's
just she's just like
around.
Having lunch or something.
Yeah, boxing or something.
It's like a little bug.
Yeah, it's like a bug.
Okay.
She's like busy punching Jerry O'Connell and Anthony Anderson.
Is that true that they climb into the... I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just,
you're again it?
I'll tell God.
I'm for it.
I'm not really feeling it. Like, Joeys are cute and everything, but I don't know.
You know everything to you know every name for a kangaroo.
This is just dropping
but this
my
birth
knowledge.
Thing is very surprising.
Okay.
So how long are you gonna go with? You wanna go against him?
Wait,
say something much bigger?
What's the system? Can we not go over or
doesn't matter.
Oh, no, okay.
There's no system. Smaller.
Is there a prize back?
I'm gonna go six.
Smaller than an inch.
I'm gonna go
half an inch.
Oh no, that's definitely not smaller.
Yeah,
six inches is definitely more than 1 inch.
I could have gone pretty low. I'm feeling like I went. It might be two or three. You know, like one's really, really low.
6 inches. No, I think it's half of that. I think it's a half inch.
Wow.
I mean, this is one where I've seen it happen, and I'm not exactly sure.
So, like, also,
I mean, how big was that kangaroo?
But you've never heard of this system, and you're second-guessing me, so you're basically calling me a liar. Because you're just saying I remembered it wrong.
No, I'm saying, I mean, listen, I don't know what
how
you do
How long is
or
a
don't
human
know.
Baby? How long is a human baby?
It depends
how
on the
long?
Parent.
Yeah,
8 inches?
No.
Much
longer. I should know I had a couple.
Oh, damn.
Small.
Like 32 inches? Like three rulers?
Bread box?
Is that three rulers? No, that'd be 36. A bread box? Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah, a ruler's a foot long, so it can't be three rulers.
A bong size.
Pre or post circumcision?
Valid.
All right, so you're going half an inch?
Yeah.
And you're going an inch.
Yeah.
People just tuning in are like, what are these tiny dicks? Because how often do we even talk about measurements in inches, except for penises?
Penises in fourth hand.
Yeah.
The answer is, I'm gonna say they're a foot long just for fun. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Just
not
to stir the pot, Doug.
That would be like a tapeworm.
You haven't tried the new kangaroo sandwich at Subway?
No.
They're foot long. All right, here we go. 1 inch! You son of a bitch!
That's amazing.
Did you really know that?
No, I mean, it seemed about...
Seemed right, yeah.
From the video I'd seen.
From a logic standpoint, yeah. he was really
video?
Cooking on all cylinders.
I don't think I've ever got an answer correct on the show before.
Well, because there's not supposed to be ones you can just get, but I guess maybe, you know.
I'm that good.
The book of these kind of questions is only so...
I'm impressed.
So deep.
That big. He got that.
You are?
Yeah, because he said it like he knew what he was talking about.
He really
about,
reminded me
did.
About the whole crawling up to the pouch
Ooh,
thing.
That's
like,
I
had forgotten
about it. It's an image
it.
You can't shake because it's all like in, you know, a close-up lenses and it's like real, the
I
pink
shook
on the
image.
Fur is very, yeah.
I definitely got it? Rid of it, oh, but now it's back.
Wait, you can see a video of them crawling up?
I just noticed you have a bow tie on.
Yeah, they sure. Oh. That's
rad. I like it.
Thanks.
That's why anybody knows about it. It's because there's footage of it.
I got to go home.
Yeah, and there's, you know.
Yeah.
Out there, we got kangaroos in captivity and stuff, you know?
Aw.
I know, right?
I like them.
Nothing should be in captivity except for dogs. Even cats should just fucking do their thing.
I agree with that.
You know, the best cats are the ones that are out there getting rid of all the mice.
Yeah, the feral
and
cats.
House cats don't do that. I mean, some do, but the ones that are just in the house, what kind of house has mice in it? What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody, I got a notice that in my apartment building, they're like, a dog was wandering around the fourth floor. It doesn't belong it to anybody. let's figure out where this dog came from.
A couple weeks ago.
And I was like, I can't, you know, this email, I'm excited about trying to figure out this dog thing, but, but I'm in Texas.
So you never got
there's
to
nothing I can do. I'll make some calls.
A few weeks ago, I see my landlord outside who lives in the house. I live in the back of his house. And he goes, hey, do you want a rat, like, for the kids? Like as a pet? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I'm good. And then he goes, you sure? Anyway, so I get in the car and I started, and he waves at me, like, and I roll down the window. I go, what? And he goes, if you see any rat turds in your place, let me know. So I guess I'm a pet owner now.
Wait, that was his way of telling you have rats?
I don't know.
Do you want pets for the kids?
I haven't seen any rats or rat turds yet. But that was he asked
my
me.
Favorite version of this story would be he taps on the window, you roll it down, and he throws a rat in the car.
I'll rewrite the story.
You're just not going to take no for an answer.
That's like a mafia hit or something. Some like Armenian gang with a rat in the car.
Yeah, while he's when you're moving at a high
like a
speed, that would be terrible. I was talking to somebody. It never dawned on me that, like, cats aren't, like, they can't just ride in the car freely.
No.
Like dogs can. No. because cats will just go places you don't want them to. No. Like a dog's not going to crawl under the gas pedal.
No.
Like
yeah.
a cat might.
Hey, cats are all about geography and dogs are all about the pack. It's like a cat would be more comfortable, as much as you think your cat loves you, it would be more comfortable if someone else moved into your apartment than if you took it to another apartment. Well, a dog's the exact opposite. It wants to be with
right.
you at all times. Cats establish territory and their smell. And that's they really hate to be away from their area. They care way more about that than you.
There's cat lovers that are hating what you're saying.
I know, but it's unfortunately, I read one book about it, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you know everything. You know all there is.
I just learned that's called zoologist. I just learned that.
It's called zoologist?
Yeah, did you know that? I just got corrected.
It is.
Like a week ago.
It is. He's right, but I'm still going to say zoologist because
I
want people to understand me.
Yeah. Zoologist.
I want people to know what's happening.
Exactly.
Corrected me, and I was like, there's no way. You know, there's no way I made it this long without hearing that. And
are you going to switch it?
I don't know.
No, you can't.
I don't want to.
You can't.
I like zoologists.
Sometimes it's okay to be ignorant, like with saying zoologist.
Yeah, but that would have three O's.
Valid.
Zoologist.
I'm down with that, too. That's imagine if it had three O's.
It's
that'd be
a great
word. So
I don't think there's any word with three O's in a row in the English language.
Zoologist.
That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine?
Let's petition that. I'm going to get a hashtag on. Zoologist. Zoologist with three O's.
Zoologist.
Come on, Merriam-Webster. Fuck. I'm a big supporter of you guys. Anyone is watching.
We got to go again.
We do?
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It goes by so fast. One more commercial break, and we'll be back with more with Jacob Sirov and Sarah Weinstein.
Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out with Squarespace. Whether you're an artisanal cheesemonger, a glassblower, or a cat sitter, if you have a business, you need a website. Squarespace makes it easy to showcase your work in just a few clicks. You can customize the look and feel so your website fully reflects you. Squarespace's analytics will help you track your growth. And you can do all of this from your phone using their mobile app. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade. Ever. Even better, if you need help, Squarespace's award-winning customer support is ready to help you 24/7. So come on, party clowns, squirrel taxidermists, and alligator wranglers. Destiny is calling, and it says you need a new website. Make it with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code HI to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code HIG. H.
Settle down, everybody. someone's over there yelling 3, 2, 1. You guys are chatting like you just nothing's happening. We're back in space, you guys. Back
Yay.
In the spacement. And Taylor Rizzo has joined Jacob Sirov and Sarah Weinstein for the ceremony we call Dab Nabbit. That's not terrible, but we should come up with a better name than that.
The Dab Nabbit ceremony?
Absolutely Dabulous.
Yeah, that was on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, shit. What kind of...
Daptized.
Oh, get daptized?
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, that's pretty nice.
What kind of dabbery is this?
I have a couple
today.
Different things. I have some strawberry banana crumble. Ooh. Wax crumble, which
that
is nice.
Sounds like dessert.
Yeah.
My favorite flavor of Jell-O.
Like a muffin.
And, well, more like dessert. This is called Candyland.
Oh, that's a game.
Cheddar. Well, it's also a place that is full of dessert.
Do you have any chutes and ladders? I'd like some chutes and ladders, please.
Sure,
all
that's
right.
a strain name.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jacob stepping up first. He's
and
already been smoking indica, so this is not going to be that big of a deal.
No. Are these indica?
They're both actually hybrids.
Give him the biggest hit you've ever given a person.
Well, I mean, I don't have so many lungs.
Yeah, that's true. But you decide when to stop inhaling, but he decides how much to give you.
Wait, how do you say the name zoologist?
Zoologist.
It's just bad the right way.
But then I think I guess I'm assuming that the word is zoology. And the word zoo is just taking the first three letters of that. And so it should be a zoo.
Where we edit together
you go to a zoo.
Yeah.
We edit together the marijuana knows something, that particular one. It should be like fade to black and then say later that day and then come back up to Sarah saying, how do you pronounce zoologist?
It's just like, goes against everything I've ever known. Same with that kangaroo thing.
If you were a zoologist, you would know.
I'm sorry. You have a podcast about science called Stone Science. What things like that have you learned on your show? Why are you doing all your learning over here?
Well, I mean, I just haven't gotten into marsupials like that yet. Or zoology. Sorry,
zoology. I just don't know anyone who's dumb on kangaroos but says marsupials.
And Joey. There was two different names that you knew.
Yeah, well, I had to. After I felt like I failed, I'm like, I gotta drop Joey.
I know Joey because that's a big, like, Scrabble word.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Are you into the into Scrabble?
Yeah, stuff like that. Does that really surprise you?
If you go to Stone Science TV on Instagram and Twitter, you can get updates about the Stone Science podcast. It's available on iTunes with co-host Kimberly Congdon, who has been on this show a bunch of times, but now she lives in New York.
Yep.
Where we are forbidden to do the show, so she has to come visit.
Is that because, right?
Yeah, because it's New York. Yeah. We're starting to get more and more places where we can do it, but it's also cost us a lot of money to take the show on the road. We're going to try to do one in San Francisco.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll give you a call and see if you want to come join us, because we're working on that and other cities as well. And,
that's awesome.
And hopefully more places will legalize it so we can just kind of cruise around. Even in Austin, Texas, though, I was doing Doug Loves Movies and somebody passed me a vapor pen and I just hit it on stage and, you know, nobody cared.
I bet you could do that at UCB.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, here? Yeah, we've done Getting Doug with High at UCB.
Oh, really?
Oh, you mean the one in New York?
No. I meant, you did.
Oh, the one here.
But you had to use vape bags.
Yeah, 10 years ago when we made Super Jaime, we smoked weed on stage at UCB in front of an audience. Like, that place has always been.
Can you smoke flower there now or just vape?
Where?
Like, at UCB or Largo or whatever? Is it flower?
Well, it depends on where you're at, you know. It depends on what part of the building you're in.
I mean, usually like an open flame regulation.
But I smoke weed on stage, you know, because I am a famous person who smokes weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Who happens to be
white. I know who you are. We've met. But yeah, I remember Chappelle used to always come smoke cigarettes at the Punchline when it was way past time to smoke cigarettes. But yeah, performer.
Right, and he still does. Yeah. He smokes on stage in clubs where no one in the room could smoke, but he does anyway, and it's I think it's a power move.
Yeah, well, as like a cigarette smoker, it just makes me want a cigarette really bad.
Like, yeah, it just makes you want to step outside.
Yeah.
Jacob Siroff, that's the name, on Instagram and Twitter. And I've got lots of plugs that I'll get to after we enjoy Sarah Weinshank having a nice dab. Yeah, just keep going. Go after it.
Yeah.
Feels wrong to, like, tell people what to do while they're doing that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate it.
But, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, the encouragement.
Sometimes, like, in the moment directing.
Yeah.
You know, like how Liam Neeson talks people through dying in a couple of his films? You know, it's nice to just have someone there talking you through the process.
It's like a silent movie director.
Talks him through dying.
Really?
In Star Wars, yeah.
He tells him he's going to be all right and that kind of stuff?
No, he just talks him through dying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, you're going to die.
Yeah, but, I mean, Liam Neeson really lays it out. He really gives the person instructions in that movie, The Gray. Have you seen The Gray?
I actually haven't seen The Gray.
It's one of his better ones, I think.
I don't want to talk about dying after I just had that dab.
Oh, sorry.
You know, also, yeah, that's kind of sad because of what he went through in his personal life. You know?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. That he actually there's no reason to bring that up, Jacob. Let's keep making it sadder.
Let's talk about death. Dabs and death.
He also just recently said that he's retiring from action films.
Yeah.
Which I don't get that. You can just CGI him fighting people.
Liam Neeson.
I still like his face and
his
voice
face too.
And the whole thing. I just like the Liam Neesonness of it all.
Yeah,
he's great too. In
I have Liam Neeson tattooed on me.
He's great in the first Lego. Well, that's because of Star Wars.
Yeah,
he's great in the first Lego movie though. That's the tattoo I get. Is the good cop bad cop that he plays in? Because it's so funny hearing him. When he's doing his sweet voice, he does this like high pitched thing. It's like, what are you doing?
That's so funny.
That's his idea of how a friendly person talks. Yeah. They just have a higher pitched voice.
His thing on Life's Too Short is the greatest thing ever done.
Oh, I've seen that. When he does improv,
with Ricky Gervais and Warwick Davis.
With Schindler's List improv?
Yeah. Well, it's not Schindler's List, but it's.
But he talks about it. The improv game?
Well, no, not Schindler's List, but he talks about getting AIDS from an African prostitute.
Yeah, and pretending like he wants to go into comedy, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've seen
it.
It's amazing.
Yep.
I've never seen it.
Greatest thing ever.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
<It's> so good. He got baptized.
Yeah. Remember Clive Owen in the show Extras, that scene where they thought that the prostitute extras were too ugly?
Yeah, something like
that. And they just say the worst things in front of this ugly woman.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brutal.
And one of the funniest scenes ever. For fuck's sake, I'm Clive Owen.
Yeah.
I saw them on with Kate Winslet, and she was dressed as a nun or something.
It's sad Ricky Gervais. He hits it out of the park. I hope he finds success someday. I'm going to be taping a Doug Loves Movies this Wednesday night, two nights from today, March 21st at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. I'll be back here in L.A. on Tuesday, March 27th. And I've got shows in Sacramento on April 19th and April 21st. In between those two, Friday, April 20th, I'll be at the Paradise Performing Arts Center in Paradise, California, Chico adjacent.
Is that how you explain where Paradise is? Cool.
Yeah, just in case anybody needs to drive in from Reno or some shit. Cool. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all my road dates, deets, and links. And the next show, we're not sure exactly when it's going to be. It's going to be in the week, the April 2, 3, 4 range. So, keep an eye out for it. Or just catch up with us on the archives, like you're probably doing right now. Not right now. Who wants a second dab? All right. Finally, I can sit back and not do two dabs. I'll do two if there's time. Last week I did one after the show was over, right, Taylor?
Sure did.
That was stupid.
We ran out of time and I haven't done it. I'm doing that.
That ruined my day. I didn't do my taxes that day, I'll tell you that.
On the way here, my Uber driver declined his mom's phone call four different times.
Were you sitting there saying, go ahead and take the call, it's your mother?
At first, I was like, okay, thank God he declined it, because I don't want to hear all that.
You don't want to hear the whole thing.
Like, but then, wrong. Three more calls.
Yeah, she's falling and she can't get up.
Yeah. I was like...
That's her life alert button.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, maybe he's soulless.
Here, I'll go over here.
That's so not cool. I think maybe his mom just calls him a lot. I think he knows the drill.
Was he Jewish?
Yeah, because all the other moms really don't give a shit.
No.
It's just the Jew mom.
Jew moms don't give a shit either.
How's that?
It's about
that.
Yeah. It's enough.
It is.
Did you do a second one already?
No, I let Sarah go
first. Oh, we will. Okay, ladies first. I love it.
Yes.
I love that. Because we want to keep that, right?
Yeah, right.
In the Me Too movement.
Yeah, I want to do everything first.
How about why don't
absolutely?
Why don't you start that Me Too and then the second hashtag Me First?
Yeah, Me Too and First.
It's crazy. I'm legit thinking, like, am I a misogynist for being polite? Like, I'm sitting here going, like, wow, maybe I did. Was that wrong?
But and also, does that qualify as polite? You know what I mean?
I like it.
Because there's lots of things you can do that are polite that have nothing to do with sex, or, you know, with gender.
I just can't tell. Like, I try to be so woke, but I'm so bad at it.
Like opening doors for men. I've done it. I've opened doors for men.
Sure. I mean, once you're opening the door, I don't mind it. It's just weird when, how there's still kind of a fight for it. You know, like you don't know, or rather, when you don't know someone, you're not sure how to approach it, like what to do.
Yeah.
Because I've had some really evil looks from women that I just assume would want to open their own door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think,
and vice versa, I go to open a door for somebody and they, like, grab it and act like I'm an asshole for being helpful.
Yeah, or you know what I hate? When I hold the door and I'm, like, waiting for the thank you, and then I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, I guess it was just a nice gesture. And I tell myself that. Like, I want them to be like, oh, thanks. If they don't...
I prefer a thank you when I'm walking down the sidewalk and I don't bump into somebody. I just walk past you successfully. Give me a little acknowledgement.
Yes. Exactly.
Whose turn is it now? Mine again?
It's all the way back around to you.
Oh, my goodness. Let me put on my dabbing glasses. I forgot them the first time around, so that was dangerous.
What's the risk?
Sometimes it'll just right into your eyes. It is this business is scary, I gotta say. So what size of hit do you think you gave me?
Pretty small.
Yeah?
Same as I gave them, small.
You have a small
one? We got all small ones?
Yeah, we have small ones.
Here, put a little more on that.
All right. Why did you?
I think he's just going easy on us. I don't think he's trying to...
Is it being polite giving you guys a small one, or am I being polite giving you
more?
We
would like more.
Just talk us through it.
I got to start getting better at it. You know, I got to condition, you know.
You can split it up. Like, you can take melt it all on there, do the carb cap, and pull the hit.
Right.
And then exhale.
And go back in.
And then
for
go
more.
Back in and clean it out.
Yeah. I could sit all day on one of these things.
I don't understand.
I never
how they
clear
work.
It the first time.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I get excited when someone's around.
Me too. that's why. So I'm like, I'll never do this at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can just call me. I'm $100 an hour. I'll come to your house and dab you out.
Man. It's like a
hang out. You have to give me food. Some sort of snack. A Capri Sun.
it's a very demanding.
Pacific cooler.
You have to do this.
Sorry.
You have to pat me over.
My dad.
Oh, that was too much.
It's like my dad guy's coming over. I gotta go get some Capri Suns.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh-wee.
That'd be nice to have on my rider as like a...
Your dab guy rider?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I have the weed. What else do I need on there other than like some Capri Suns and like a Skittle or two?
Now you're getting greedy. Snow caps.
Everyone
can drink.
I don't know what snow caps are.
Well,
it's chocolate.
Yeah, with little snow caps on them.
With little, little sprinkles.
Little hard white,
little white sprinkles.
Things.
Yeah. It's more like a little, yeah, it has a little texture to it, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
I like him too.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm not a big chocolate person.
If you sing a song into Shazam, does it know what it is, or does it have to be listening to an actual
Depends
recorded
how well you
song?
Sing it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
I say you sing it and see what happens.
I've never tried that. Have you tried that before?
Singing into Shazam?
Yeah.
No, that's why I asked.
I tried it with Soundhound once.
We got to try that.
If I tried it, I'd probably know the answer.
We got to try that.
Okay, do you have Shazam? I don't
no,
even have Shazam.
I don't even have my phone on me.
Also, Shazam isn't completely free, right? If you use it too much, they start to charge you?
What?
I don't know.
No, you could, every iPhone, you could just say what song is playing.
Oh, so you can ask Siri?
Yeah. Siri, what song is playing? And then you could start singing.
All right,
no.
Let me try it.
You don't think Cypress Hill's
I got to think of a song to do, though. Okay, that's a good idea. That's good. Could you do that again? Siri, what song is this? It's Ain't in the Membrane. Oh, I just said it, kind of.
I hope it works.
I don't think it's going to work.
Who's listening?
Maybe.
Oh, now you got to sing.
Oh. It's a... She said, I'm not familiar with this song.
It's an oldie.
Okay, what song is this?
She doesn't remember it.
I will let you listen. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. Got no brain. Can't explain. Almost out of time. Thank you, Sarah Weinshake and Jacob Siroff and Taylor Rizzo.
Hey.
Suspenseful. I don't think we're going to get it.